Don't forget. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today we have Minyone de Yom Hashir, since this is the last year of the Zman and the Shir right before Pesach. So I decided to take some kind of Minyone de Yom topic, which is primarily a Pesach topic. It has nothing to do with Shechinim, but it has things to do with the world of the Beis Din, Choshev Mishpat. There's always some kind of connection, so that's why I picked this topic. And this is the topic of child custody on Seder night. Unfortunately, this is a situation that happens almost every single year in the Israeli Beis Din, that it happens that couples get divorced and they divide between themselves the custody of the child. And every chag, they have this rotation. One chag by the children are by the mother, the other chag are by the father, and that's how they do. Each chag, they go to a different place. However, certain times, close to Pesach time, usually the husband might come and say, wait a second, Pesach is not a regular chag, it's not a regular festival. There is something special. There is the mitzvah of Higata Lebincha. There is the important mitzvah, the biblical commandment of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim, maybe the most important mitzvah of Seder night. And you're taking away my Tashmish mitzvah. You're taking away my esrog. You're taking away my tefillin, my siddur. I have to tell the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim to my child, and you're taking my child. I need my child with me in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So he goes with this claim to the Beis and says, maybe that even though we decided that it'll be one chag here, one chag there, but Pesach has to be every single year by me, the children, because I have the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. This is a very sad case that comes up every single year, and we'll see that there are different opinions among the Beis Din, and we'll see what is the final conclusion of the Beis Din HaGadol, what is their decision, what to do. I'll just share with you that there's a very interesting show in Israel called Slicha LaSheila. That's a very, very good show. You can see on YouTube in Israel, but not here. That it's a show that they bring all kind of groups of people to ask them the most personal questions. Once they bring people that are on the spectrum of autism and they ask them most personal questions, they bring people from the LGBTQ community, ask them personal questions. Once they brought children of divorced parents and they asked them personal questions. And they describe how it is in growing up in this atmosphere. And the interesting thing is that the final question that they asked them, where efatem b'chagim, where are you going to be this chag? And in that question, you see this actually old guy is around 20 something, and he bursts into tears, and he says that this is the most difficult question because every single chag, It's heartbreaking. You know that you're here and the other parent is there and you feel so bad, and sometimes they fight before the chagim. Are they going to be by me or by there? It's a very, very sad and serious thing. And it's very sad. And these things happen, as we said, every single year. So we'll see what are the opinions of the Beis Din, what do they rule in this case. But it's always kedai, always to find a pshara, always to have shalom, even when the parents are separated, to have shalom and peace between them. This question also will discuss the halacha of the chiyuv, the obligation of women in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, because the husband claims that I have more of a mitzvah than my previous wife. So he says that he has more of a mitzvah. So this, of course, relates to the Dvar Halacha that Habachu L'choshu Reb Sholem Foyer said yesterday after davening. So he mentioned, I don't know where he got it from, but it's a very interesting source, that in Imanishtana, so first of all, the boys should ask the question, and then the girls. I don't know where he got it from. Aruch HaShulchan says that explicitly? Amazing. Shkoyach. So he says that since... Okay, we'll see. So why is it that some might think that the Aruch HaShulchan says that explicitly, because maybe the chiyuv of women and girls, because of that, is less of a chiyuv than men and boys, and because of that, boys should say Manishtana. Luckily, my son is the oldest, so we always mechabed him. Although that the halacha does say that the youngest child, I think, should say, because it's most important to educate the youngest child that didn't receive the education beforehand. Okay, but anyway, we'll see that thing as well. So let's start learning this. So yeah, in the beginning, I think we should learn a bit about the halacha of child custody in general, and only then we will delve into the sugya of the obligation of women in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. So regarding child custody, I won't bring the entire Mishnah and the Gemara in Ksuvis. I'll just bring the final conclusion in the Gemara in Ksuvis. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Shma Tmina, Bat Etzelaim, Lo Shna Gdola, Velo Shna Ktana. The Gemara there is discussing where should the daughter stay, by her father or by her mother. And the halacha is that the daughter will be by the mother, no matter if the daughter is old. If she's young, they don't care. She's always by her mother. Why is she always by her mother? So the Meiri says in source number 2, because he says, let's see in the second line, "Ein bo chiluk ben gdola leketana shebishtehen anu omrim ta'amoda bat etzelahem im ketana mipnei hatzorech." I don't know exactly what this gdola means, but she has to be taken care of. She has to be fed. And also we'll see that boys in the younger age have to be also by the mother, because she could provide food. She's feeding the child. That's also when she's young, she's small. Im bigdola mipnei hanhagat tachsiseha bimlacha uvitzniyut. We have to educate the daughter to know how to be a good wife, to be a good woman when she grows up, to be tsanua, and the perfect educator would be the mother and not the father. She knows very well how to grow up, to be a kosher bas Yisrael. So she has to have her lessons from her mother. It'll be better for her to be by her mother than her father. That's why the daughter is by the mother. However, as you've seen in Rosh in source 3, he says, however, the son, aval ben, sha'av chayav lelamdo Torah, ulechancho lemitzvot, tzarich sheye etzel aviv. But boys, as opposed to girls, so they don't have to learn from their mother all the tachsisei melacha and tznias. They have to learn Torah, and the obligation of teaching Torah to the son is on the father. He has the obligation to teach his son Torah, as we all know the Mishnah Kiddushin. It says a mitzvah ben hamutot la'av, that the mitzvah of the son, that the father has obligation to make sure his son is learning Torah, and also his mitzvah is to teach his son Torah. So for that very reason, the son is by the father. If you'll see in the Rambam, in source number 4, it's not from the moment that he is born, it's from a certain age, as we mentioned beforehand. The Rambam says in source number 4, שלמו חודשה וגמלתו אם רצה מגרוש שבנה יצא הפרשים אותו ממנו עד שיהיה בן 6 שנים. That, of course, during the years that the mother is feeding the child, she's breastfeeding him, so of course, that is, those years the child is for sure with the mother. If she wants the son to stay with him until he's older, that's also okay. But until when? עד שיהיה בן 6 שנים. Until the age of 6. And from that moment on, אלא כופים את אביו, נתן למזונות, והוא אצל אמו. אחר שש, after 6 years, יש לו לומר, אם הוא אצלי, נתן למזונות. ואם הוא אצל אמו, אין נותן לו כלום. If he is by me, so I will provide him food, I will support him, but if he won't be by me, I won't give him anything. There is a chukas mechokek that Rav Shinis obviously asked the good question. It's not that they have this option. He's supposed to go to the father. However, if the son for some reason refuses, so in that case, the father won't provide him and won't support him if he doesn't want to. But that is only until the age of 6. And the reason is, as you saw in the Rosh, because of Talmud Torah. The Ravid in source number 5 says, wait a second, the mitzvah Talmud Torah starts only at the age of 6? You could teach your children way beforehand, says the Ravid. אין הדעת סובלת שנחוף את האב להפריד בינו ממנו עד שיהיה בן 6. ואלו הוא חייב לחנכו בתורה, בן 4, בן 5, ואיך יחנכנו והוא גדל בין אנשים. So the Ravid, you can teach your son in a much earlier age, not only from the age of 6, from the age of 4, he can learn letters, and he can learn Mishnayos, and stories of the Torah, and Parashat HaShavua. There's so much things to learn in an earlier age. So why are we saying that only from the age of 6, he will fulfill his chiyuv to teach his son Torah? It starts in a much earlier age. That's the question of the Ravid. So he says that in his opinion, the son should be already in an earlier age by his father. The Magid Mishnah answers the question of the Ravid, and he says, He says that we'll see in places around Shas that the chiyuv to take him to a melamed, to school, that is usually from the age of 6. What is there to learn before the age of 6, before going to formal schools? So he says, maybe the rabbi is implying to the famous Gemara, they're saying that once the child knows how to talk, we should teach him the phrases of Torah Tzivaranu Moshe and all kind of psukim in the Torah. And since that is the Torah that he's supposed to learn in that certain age, so he says, "Ein ze kushia shechinuch ze afilu hu etzel ha'em yechol lechadchol lefamim lechshavo etzlo." This kind of chinuch, this everyone could teach the child. Also, the mother, you don't need to have this expert father that knows chumash so well to teach his child Torah. But since this is something which is relatively simple, that's why it could be by the mother. And in that case, he won't lose any value of the teaching of Torah. Whether today, that's Baruch Hashem, women are much more educated and know much more, does it change the halacha? I didn't see anything about that. But we'll see that there are certain things that do change the halacha regarding the age of 6. Halacha lemaise, in Surah 7, the Shulchan Aruch, he actually brings down the Rambam, and he says the exact same thing, that if the woman wants the son to stay with her, ei mafrishim oto mimena ad sheye ben shesh shanim gemurot, until the age of 6, ela kofim et aviv v'notel mezonot, the child will stay by the mother until the age of 6, and even though the father won't have custody, he would still have to provide and support and give mezonot. Mezonot is in English alimony, if I'm mistaken, right? Child support?
Support.
What is alimony? Okay, sorry. Okay, so mezonot support. Okay. And ba'achar sheshanim, yesh lav lomar, im eno etzli, lo eten mezonot, habat etzel ima leolam, but the daughter is by the mother forever, forever. So that is the basic halacha. The basic halacha regarding child custody, if you will ask, if you open the halacha book, how is it supposed to be according to halacha? The halacha would say, until the age of 6, the son will be by the mother, and beyond that, he'll move to the father, And the daughter will be with the mother forever. But even according to halacha, that's not entirely true. And there's the most important line in the Rama, and that is the guideline regarding child custody, I assume throughout the world, but also that's the guideline in the Beis Din. And says the Rama, davka shenire lebeidin shetov labat liyot etzel ima. Regarding the halacha that the daughter is by the mother forever, that's only if it is for her own good. What is the best interest of the child? Where should she be? And where would she have, where should be the best place for her to stay? Because there are many different ways to measure this, but that's the most important thing. And of course, it's not only regarding the daughter by the mother, it's also regarding the opposite, that the son, after the age of 6, should be with his mother, with his father. It depends. The Beis Din will have to decide, they'll have to ask help from the social services, and make sure where is the best way for the child to grow up, maybe by the mother, maybe by the father, maybe with both of them together. Whatever we see that will be the best interest for the education and the welfare of the child, that is what the Beis Din will do. Yes.
I mean, if it's completely based on like the basic choice of Mabadan or Shana or whatever, bring all these different points about the different ages, and it's all about the basic choice when it comes to
the... Sorry?
Like if the earliest source is basically being like how
yeah, they say
right, all that kind of stuff. So if it's all about the basic choice, then why are any other sources relevant?
So I assume that if they this is, it's a good question, because once you have this, so everything already is cancelled, and we barely even take that in consideration. The question that Sheldon Foyer is asking here, he's saying, okay, once we have this, why do we even need all these sources, age 6, not age 6, that would be the guideline. Halacha Maaseh, that would be true. The guideline is this.
This is Chazal saying, here's the way to get to best interest, but it may not apply in all cases, which is why the Rambam says what he says.
Okay, very good. Meaning that maybe you should even say that our best interest for the child is where he could study Torah in the most best and healthiest way. So once we thought that it would be according with the father. Maybe today it's not true. Maybe today you have great schools, and wherever she lives, the mother, so that there are better schools, and she's a better educator than the father. Maybe, but that is maybe the guideline that we're trying to find. Where should the girl learn better tzniyas? That would be something that we actually aspire to. That's our ambition, but it could be that. But now we have to figure out the mitzvahs. Where is that actually true? The Ritvaz, he actually says this very, very strongly, and he brings a terrible case that the daughter was by the mother, as the halacha requires. However, this mother was not senua. He says in Source 8, Zinta ima v'yalda miznut, she wasn't living a proper and moral lifestyle. V'kivan shera reuven ken, rotzik echad bito metzla, shortit bad masi ima. He doesn't want his daughter to learn from this mother, from the way that she is actually behaving. Tshuva, hadavar barusha didim reuven. Of course, the halach is like Reuven. Reuven is absolutely right. If the mother has this terrible influence on the child, it's no good. The reason why Chazal told us that the daughter should be by the mother, usually, that's how it is. But we now see here clearly that this is not the interest of the child to stay with the mother, because you see that the mother is doing inappropriate things. And maybe she will learn and be like her mother. And he says even more. He says, let's say there isn't any father in the picture. He passed away or he's not here. They even the relatives come and say, listen, the daughter can't stay by the mother because the mother is doing terrible things. Is she teaching her terrible things? In that case, the Beis Din will listen to the Krovim. And if the social services will see that this mother is actually neglecting the welfare and the education of her child, they will take her away. And if not by the Krovim, by the relatives, but maybe even by some foster family. Yes.
This is exactly the opposite of what we've seen this week in their learning regarding what the Rosh has said to the Jewish.
Because you brought a specific case.
He brought a specific case about the gambler, that the father was gambling. That person, maybe it was he refused to get for his wife.
Yeah.
His wife said, I want to have the son, not the daughter. I want to have the son. The Rosh said, no, he needs to be with the father.
Yeah. So, first of all, I will say that you asked me the question already this week. How does the Rosh reconcile with this Ramah? And I didn't have a clear answer to say. Maybe it doesn't go very well. I don't know. But it could be that even though that father had a certain problem with his gambling issues, but it could be that in the end of the day, according to the Rosh, so listen, the father is the only one here with this couple specifically to educate the child. So we have.
Then even his brothers are not allowed to take him, even if his brothers.
Because again, it could be that he has this specific shortcoming, this problem. But still, it could be that he held that the best for the child will be to go with his father, that he will actually teach him Torah. Even though he has other relatives, but with this specific problem, maybe that's not enough to take away the child. But I'm not learning from here that gambling is okay, chas v'shalom. It's not. But I'm just saying that it could be that in that certain specific case of the Rosh, he says, listen, we still have to go with the basic guidelines, and this settlement that the child will be by the father would provide him the best education as we see. Anyway, the guideline is according to Piskei Din Batei Rabbanim in source number 9, Hachzakat Yeladim Eina Sheila Shezchut Ha'av Uzchut Ha'em. The question of child custody, it's not a dinim mominus issue. Who has the right to have the son? Who has the right to have the daughter? No. Ki im tovat ha'yeladim hi hakovat. The best interest of the children, that is what we care about. And wherever it's going to be the best for the children, that's the most important thing for us. ולכן אם בית הדין רואה שטובת הבן הוא שיהיה אצל האם גם לאחר גיל 6 משאירים אותו ברשות האם והאב חייב עם זונותיו. So if the Beis Din sees that it's against the halacha that the boy should stay with the mother even after the age of 6, he will stay, and the father still has the obligation to pay mizonot, to pay support even after the age of 6. Yes, Rabbi Dan.
Another question,
please.
I would assume, again, that you're way more experienced, that usually that cases are way more complicated than just he's 100% fine, she's 100%.
That's why the Beis Din will do the simple thing. They'll back out, send it to a specialist to examine all the netunim. How do you say netunim in English?
Data.
circumstances and everything. You'll see where they live and how they live and this, that. And then they'll decide either full custody here, full custody there, maybe Mishmo and Mishutefa, they have joint custody, maybe it'll be 2 days here, 2 days there. Whatever they will say, the Beis Din will back out because they know that they're not expert in psychology and in children's psychology. They'll say whatever they say, that'll be our guidelines. So it's not black and white. There's a lot of gray in the middle.
It's a psychologist or whatever. The
Yeah. They'll bring it to the experts, 100%.
In Mishpat Ivri, so Justice Alon says there's no difference between the way it's done that they did at this point and the way it's done in the general system. You end up with the same process and it's also cost. It's just cheaper if you're a big...
Not necessarily. Why is it? You still have to pay lawyers and things like that. U.S.? I don't know how the Beis Din works in the U.S. I mean, they don't have the same teeth and muscles as the Israeli Beis Din has. Just example of deciding according to the welfare of the child, so something which actually happened this past year regarding COVID. So there were, in source number 10, I brought up Psak Din for the Beis Din of Yerushalayim, that the Dayanim there were discussing this case between two parents that were divorced, and, one was an anti-vaxxer, and he refused to vaccine his children. And he says, no, I'm not allowing you to vaccinate our children. He says, well, I have to. So what was the Psak Din? So the Beis Din actually went according to the experts of that time. This was in Tishrei, in the beginning of the Hebrew year. And they said, according to the study and the decision of Misad HaBriyut, the Ministry of Health in Israel, so they noticed that having two vaccines is the best thing in order to avoid getting COVID. And the best interest of the child is not having COVID, obviously. So because of that, he said, yes, the mother is allowed to vaccinate the child, even though the husband, who's anti-vaxxer, is against it, because this is the best interest of the son. This is the guideline. Since this is the best interest, this is what we're going to do. And they mentioned that since the son in this particular case is relatively older, I think he was 15, if I'm mistaken, so we will ask him what he thinks. I mean, if it was younger, maybe we could just force the 6, 7, 8-year-old what to do. But since he's already 15, he's already bardat, he's already relatively old, we'll ask him if he agrees. So in that case, we'll do it without the permission of the father. So again, we see here a clear example that the welfare of the child is always what it determines many things, not only the custody, but also the way of decision-making when the parents are not together. So that is the general rule about child custody. Yes? So I think just legally, I think you have to have the permission of the parent. He's underage, the child here. So I think he can do whatever he wants. He has to have the permission of the parents, if I'm mistaken. And it's also the lies. You know, he has to be accompanied with the parent. Yeah. Okay. Now we'll go and study the chiyuv of women in Sfutz HaMitzrayim. Because again, the husband here claims that he has more of a chiyuv than his wife, his previous wife, and that's why he deserves the son for Leah Silah, because he needs him in order to fulfill his chiyuv. So, we studied this week, we saw the famous chinuch in the source 11, in Parashat Bo, the mitzvah of telling the story of Mitzrayim, the sepeh b'dayin of Mitzrayim, b'lel chamisha asar b'nisan, kol echad kefitzachut leshono, le'ale leshabach, Hashem itbarach, al nisim leshasano, v'chule v'chule. So, that is mitzvah to tell the story of the miraculous exodus of Egypt, we have to say it as good as possible, and elaborate in a nice way. The chinuch concludes and says, Noheget bizcharim venekevot. This mitzvah applies both to men and to women. Bechol makom, bechol zman. Every single place in Toronto, in Israel, in Greece, every single place there is the mitzvah of Mitzrayim. And this is the mitzvah both of men and women. And the chinuch, he brings down the mitzvot of the Torah, the biblical commandments. So it seems that according to the chinuch, there are chayev mid deoraisa in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. That's the opinion of the chinuch. And the minchas chinuch on the spot immediately says, Davar ze chidush gadol etzli. Source 12, this is a tremendous chinuch. shemesh. Lama yehenu heg mitzvah zo benashim. Kevin dehavi mitzvah ase shazman grama benashim pturot. As we all know, in every mitzvah ase shazman grama, in every time-bound positive mitzvahs, women are Pater. So why is it that women are chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim? It's only once a year you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim. And he says, the Rambam, gabei achilat matzah, keta mefurash nashim chayevot. The Rambam knew that matzah is a time-bound positive mitzvah, and nevertheless, they're chayev. So the Rambam said that, the Rambam had to point out and say, you know, women are chayev in matzah. But regarding the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim, the Rambam is speechless. He doesn't say anything. Aval kan lo katav zeh, velo mazdili zeh b'shum makom. And no place the Rambam mentions that there's a chayev of women in the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim. And he says, if you also see in the Rambam, Hilchos Akum, chashiv mitzvah taseh shazan grama, shishim chayevot. He lists a bunch of mitzvot that women are chayev, although it's a mitzvah shazan grama. For example, Kiddush. For example, Matzah. The mitzvah of Achiyat Korban Pesach. Simcha Hakel. Velo Chashiv Zeh. And doesn't mention whatsoever the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzeah Mitzrayim. So in that case, Meheichi Teisi Itchayvu Nashim. Mitzvah is awesome. Where do you get this from? Chinuch, that the women are chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim. Maybe, v'lomar atam, shenashim yu gakev oto anes. We see that regarding certain mitzvot, women are chayev because of the concept, af hen hayu b'oto anes, they also were either part of the miracle, or were saved in that certain time, as we see in Chanukah, as we see in Purim, as we see regarding Arba Kosot. So maybe they're also chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim. So he says, that cannot be. Kvar hochichu atosvot davar ze eino ela derabanan. I think you could learn this chinuch in two ways. Either that af hen hayu b'oto anes could actually be mechayev women only in a derabanan level, and the chinuch is discussing deoraisa, or there's a very famous Tosfot in numerous places saying that af hen hayu b'oto anes is a copy paste from a mitzvah derabanan. Meaning, if there's a mitzvah derabanan, like Kriyat Megillah, like Arba Kosot, like Chanukah, so if they were af hen hayu b'oto anes, they will be chayev as well, copy paste the chiyuv. But the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim is a Torah commandment. It's v'higata lebincha. It's a mitzvah. It's a biblical commandment. So in that case, Tosfos says in many places, you cannot use this copy paste of af hen hayu b'oto anes. So either this or that, the idea of af hen hayu b'oto anes is irrelevant regarding the chiyuv of Sipur Mitzrayim. So the chinuch, the mincha sri concludes, where are you getting this from? He brings the Shagas Aryeh that says that there is this Rambam that everyone speaks about, this Rambam that he says that there is the mitzvah zachor et yom tzidcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kmo she'ne'emar zachor et yom tzidcha de'kadsho, that there is this mitzvah to remember the story of Exodus of Egypt, like there is a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. And everyone tries to understand this Rambam, why are you bringing Shabbos in? Why is this even kashur? What does this have to do with it? So says the Shagas Aryeh, maybe the Rambam is doing his own personal gzerah shavah. If women are chayav in zechor tamash v'dekacho, meaning Kiddush, so they're chayav also in the story of Sipur Mitzrayim. So that's the Shagas Aryeh saying, that maybe that's why they're chayav. This is Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam is now inventing gzerah shavah. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I don't know where is this source that women are chayav in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. That is the question of the Minchat Chinuch. So we'll bring three answers where might be the source of the obligation of women in the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. We'll see that some say that they're chayav midoraita, like the Chinuch actually suggested. We'll see that some say that they're chayav in the mitzvah only midorabanan. And we'll see that some posts can say that indeed women are not chayav whatsoever in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. So let's start according to the order of Min HaTorah, Min HaRabbanan, and Patur L'Chalutin. So the Maharam Shik in Source 13, so he suggests an idea, why is it that women are chayav mid deoraita in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim? He says, La'anil dati lo kashya, da'arei v'parshat re'etz in Source 13, K'tiv lo tochal alav chametz, Shivat min tuchal alav matzot lechem oni. As we all know, women are chayav in the mitzvah of matzah. Why? Because there's a hekesh from the mitzvah of don't eat chametz, do eat matzah. And since they're in the obligation of not eating chametz, they're also part of the mitzvah of eating matzah. Everyone who are chayav, who are prohibited from eating chametz, they're chayav in the mitzvah of matzah. And what is, how is matzah described in the Torah in that pasuk? Matzot lechem oni. דרשו חזל, רבי עקיבא קרא לחם עוני, בלמד כשמואל, שעונין עליו דברים הרבה. Why is the matzah called לחם עוני? What is the meaning of the word עוני? It means that לחם שעונין עליו דברים הרבה, that you speak when the matzah is in front of you. This is a piece of bread that you talk when this is with you. So you see, he says, the Maharam Shik, היינו שחייבים לספר עליו ההגדה. That you have like this צווי דינים in the mitzvah of matzah. You have the mitzvah of eating matzah, and you have also the mitzvah of telling the story using this matzah as a prop, that's the word, avizal, telling the story of the Israelites of Egypt, saying, here you have your matzah, this will be yay, this is it. You should tell the story with the matzah. Lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe. So, if women are chayav in the mitzvah of matzah, so they're chayav with all what's attached to the mitzvah of matzah. Both eating the matzah, and in addition, saying the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim with the matzah. Saying the story is Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So if they're chayev in the mitzvah of matzah, mid-de-oraisa, in a biblical level, they're also chayev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, telling the story with the matzah on a rabbinical level. I'll just finish reading his words in Source 13. Umekesha dekra ze yalfinan, nashim chayavim b'matzot, af agav dehavim mitzvah esesh hazan grama, v'akesh zenan iktiv etzi lechev oni. This includes also the concept of the lechev oni. Mukhach gam kan shetzichim ha'anot, umukhach dechayavim gam mitzvah ha'agadah. This is also a deraisa level of the mitzvah. So you see, according to Maharam Shik, why are women chayav the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim? Because even though it's a time-bound positive mitzvah, it's attached to the mitzvah of matzah, and women are chayav the mitzvah of matzah. That is Maharam Shik. The Chai Adam says the exact same thing, but he attaches the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim not with the biblical mitzvah of matzah, but rather with the rabbinical mitzvah of Arba Kosot, of the Arba Kosot of Leil HaSeder, and that is a rabbinical mitzvah. He says that all the mitzvahs of the night in Source 14, according to the Nogu B'Tedot Elu, Echad Anashim Ve'Echad Nashim Chavim. Both of them are Chayev in the mitzvah. Aval Yivshar Lomar, one second, yeah. Aval Yivshar, okay. Kachem Shoshan Ruch. Aval Yivshar Ken, Denei De Pturot Min HaTorah, Kivan Ahav Yitzah Seh Shazan Grama, Mekol Makom, Kivan De Mechuvot Medad Kosot, Ve'Kaim Alan De Imshtaan Shelo Al HaSeder, Lo Yatzah, Women are chayav in the mitzvah of Arba Kosot, as the Gemara says, af hen hayu b'toanes. So they're also part of the mitzvah of the Arba Kosot, they're chayav at least mid-rabbanan. Now, there's an halacha that you should read the Haggadah, you should drink the cups, not shot after shot immediately, but rather it should be according to the seder of the reading. You should read it throughout the night, every single part. You should take a shot in a very specific place. Don't drink it immediately together, at least according to some of the Rishonim, but rather you should read the Haggadah in certain places, in certain stops, you take a shot of wine. So you see that there is a clear connection, says the Chaye Adam, between the mitzvah of Arba Kosot to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because the mitzvah of Arba Kosot, the woman of Chayev, is not just drinking wine, but rather, reading the Haggadah and drinking at the same time. It's like Kiddush. It could have been by just saying words of Kiddush. Rabbanim came and said, listen, when you say the Kiddush, hold a glass of wine at the same time, bring chashivas, importance to the mitzvah, and by that you will fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush properly. But maybe the same thing will be regarding the mitzvah of Arba Kosot. It is to enhance the story of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. If women are chayav in Arba Kosot, as the Gemara says explicitly, she'af heni b'to'anes, they're chayav also in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But since it's only at the Rabbanah level, they're chayav, the mitzvah of Arba Kosot, they're also chayav in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim only in the Rabbanah level. That is according to Chai Adam. So again, he attaches it to the mitzvah of Arba Kosot, and since it's attached to the Darbana mitzvah, women are chayav only mid-darbana. In source 15, we'll see the Bilki Yosef, who brings the Beis David, and he says that women are exempted entirely from the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim. The Ramah in Siman Tafayin Gimel says that one should say the Haggadah in a language that everyone understands. Yomar b'lashon shemivinim anashim ve'aktanim, or yifarash ma'inyan, you can say it in any single language. If they don't know Hebrew, say it in English. If you don't know Hebrew, so also say it in English. Some kind of way that the women and the children will understand the best way. Same thing did Rabbi Y from London. I don't know, remember who exactly he is. And he wrote in Agada in English in order for the women and the children to understand. That's according to the Ramah. So you see from here maybe that if it's important for the women to understand, so in that case you see that women are chag, mitzvah, sfuz of Mitzrayim. Says Bilkei Yosef, according to Beis David, no! The reason why you have to tell the story in a way that the women will understand, it's not because the women are chayiv, but rather that's the way for you to fulfill your mitzvah entirely. How would you fulfill the mitzvah of telling the story properly once those who are actually listening to you understand what you're saying? There's no ending to just to say a bunch of mumbo jumbo and not understand what you're saying. The idea is for the people to understand. So say it in a way for the women, for the children and women to understand. But the need for them to understand is not for their benefit. It's for your benefit, for you to fulfill the mitzvah. See the words of the Bilki Yosef. They're not chayev. Sherei mitzvah tase shazman gramai. וכבר כתבו התוספות שמצווה דהורייתא אין לחייב נשים בטעם שאף אני מתואנס. The Tosfot that I previously mentioned, that אף אני מתואנס doesn't apply for biblical mitzvahs. It can be based only the Rabbanon mitzvot. או כמו שמצאנו במצוות סוכה, שאף פי שהיו בתואנס פטורות. Because if it would have done also copy paste on biblical commandments, so that case women will be chayev also in sukkah. Afanim b'tohanes, but since sukkah is a deraisa, you cannot copy paste the chiyuv from men to women according to afanim b'tohanes on the tzod deoraita. That is what the Kisuv says. And also the Rambam, מצד הסדר בן התורה לספר מסיבים נפלאות שנעשו לבותינו, שם הזוכות וכו', לא כתב בין נשים ונשים, ואילו לכמן, לגבי ארבע כוסות, the Rambam again says, חרב יש לו בלילה הזה, ארבע כוסות יין, בין הנשים, בין נשים, it's a very good דיוק. The Michas Chinuch said, regarding matzah, the Rambam said explicitly, both men and women are chayev. Now the Bilki Yosef tells us that regarding Alba Kosot, the Rambam says, women are chayev, bein men, and either men or women are chayev in the mitzvah of Alba Kosot. But regarding Haggadah, nothing. He doesn't say anything to us. Umashma shemitzvah Haggadah ein hanashim chayevot. So why is it that I have to tell in a clear way for them to understand? And I'm mishum shachiyuv shanu lesaper b'tziat mitzrayim anu tzichim lomar le meshon. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place. And I'm mishum shachiyuv shelanu lesaper b'tziat mitzrayim anu tzichim lomar le meshon sheyavinu. So in order for me to fulfill the mitzvah properly, I have to say that I have to tell the story in a clear way, and by that I'm fulfilling my mitzvah, but not the mitzvah that they have because they don't have any mitzvah. That is according to the Bilkei Yosef and the Beis David, and gives very interesting pieces of evidence. Okay? So we've seen three opinions among the Achronim. Maram Shik says, it's part of the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah is deoraisa. They're chayav also mid deoraisa. The Chayotim says, it's part of the mitzvah of Arba Kosot, and Arba Kosot is the derabanan. So in that case, they're chayav also mid derabanan. Bilkei Yosef says, it's not attached to anything, no strings attached, it has nothing to do with any other mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah, and women are exempted from the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim. That's the opinion of the Bilkei Yosef. Halacha lemaise, it seems that the majority of the poskim would say that they're chayav only midirabanan. As Chaya Adam, who is clearly one of the major poskim, he said explicitly, they're chayav only midirabanan. Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says in Surah 16, that שאף שאנשים פטורות מכל מצד עשה שהזמן גרמה, בין של תורה, בין של דברי סופרים, אף על פי כן חייבו אותם והחכמים בכל הדברים שתקנו על הלאה זה, לפי שאף אם אותו הנס, שצא מצרים. He says that the חכומים, they attach them and say that women are chayav in every single mitzvah of the night, also including the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzat Mitzrayim. The Mishabua says explicitly that women are chayavot, are obligated in the mitzvah of Sibutah Mitzrayim. See in source 18 that the Shulchan Aruch says, Gam hanashim chayavot ve'arba kosot, uvekol ha-mitzvot ha-nehugot b'oto layla. They're obligated in the mitzvah of arba kosot and all the other mitzvahs of the night. Mishnah Berurah says, Kegon matzah, maror, v'amirat ha-agada. That they're a part of every single mitzvah of the night. Matzah, eating the bitter herbs, and also telling the story of the Agada. In the Tur, if you'll see, actually there's a diak that they're not chayav in Sputzim Yisrael, because the Tur says in source 17, Echad Anashim, Ve'echad Nashim, Chayavim Behem. Uvechom Yisrael Nogu Balayla, Kegon, Tzal Maror. So, this is, sorry? What? Yeah, so this is very, very strange. Meaning, he says, women are chayav in drinking the four cups, and all the mitzvahs of the night, such as matzah and maror. So you left one out. I mean, so some wanted to be medayin that maybe he holds at their potter, but I mean, in that case, what is he actually adding? Kol mitzvot kegon. I hear what you're saying, but it's kind of weird. I mean, what? Oh, is a halal a separate mitzvah or not? That is a discussion for parent child learning from last week. So we see that this is not. So at least according to the poskim, the chayav may be not on the same level. Prinegodim in source 19, he says Amirat Hagada, Efshar de'av shelo yatzah adayin, ein motzi'ah l'anashim. Even though if the women did not read the Haggadah yet, they cannot be motzi men. Ayin tosot megillah she'af en lechaterutza hem midarabanan, because maybe their obligation is only midarabanan, since they don't have the same level of obligation, they don't have the same level of chiyuv, so because of that they cannot be motzi men, because men are the chiyuv deraisa, women are chiyuv midarabanan and cannot be motzi men. Yeah.
According to the Maharav Shaker about earlier,
yeah,
it's connected to matzah.
Yeah.
Matzah, women are chayav midarabanan. How can we take a step up and say women are chayav midaraisa?
What?
How can we take a step up and say women are chayav?
Women are chayav in matzah midaraisa.
Sorry.
Women are chayav in matzah midaraita.
Let me see over here. Didn't Shulchan Aruch say over here that they're chayav? 16.
Ah, Shulchan Aruch. No, after the underlined over achilat matzahim chayavot min haTorah. Yeah, but thank you for pointing it out. Shalom is an honor. You want me to emphasize this line, so Shkoyev, thank you very much. So they have maybe a quote in postgame, at least have maybe a less of a chiyuv. So maybe, I don't know how the custom is in your house regarding reading the Haggadah. I saw that there are numerous customs, either everyone reading it together, either maybe only one person reading for everyone. But if you have the custom just to pass it around the family, so maybe it will be kedai that even if you're a mechabed the daughter to read a certain part, so maybe it should not be, you know, the most important parts of the Haggadah, like Kodesh Lamal Shavuot Minu Pesach. Maybe it should be maybe other things because she has less of a chiyuv to read. When I was a kid, I had the constant fight every single year, fighting with my older sister who will read the part of the Ben HaChacham. And my sister always won. And I felt very frustrated. But after learning this, maybe my father knew that he can't give me, my sister to read from the more important parts. So he chavana gave her to read the part of Ben HaChacham. I don't know. Could be, could not be. But nowadays, in order to avoid conflict, he reads it. He reads all the four sons. And then he passes around the other parts of the Haggadah. So according to all these sources, that it seems that the women have less of a chiyuv than men. So in Piskei Din Rabbanim, it's a book that actually collects all the Piskei, not all, but many Piskei Din in the Bet Din of Israel. Krach Kaf Aleph. So the Dayanim in this particular basin, if I'm mistaken, it's the basin in Yerushalayim, not the basin of Gadol, but the regional basin. It's the lower level of basin. Lefize al hayeladim lishhot im av beleil Pesach lelamdam Torah sipur itzam Mitzrayim leor kol anal ein safek she'av she'em chayevet v'din sipur itzam Mitzrayim mitzvat Haggadah. Even though we know without any safek that the woman, the mother is chayev in the story of sipur itzam Mitzrayim, mitzvat ha'av goveret av. Yes, indeed, women are chayev also, according to many poskim, as we mentioned, but I see that the mitzvah of the father is even more. So because of that, they said that yes, indeed, we're going to allow the father to, we're going to authorize and confirm his claim that yes, every single Pesach, the son will be by the father. However, they say clearly, כמובן שאין זה פסק דין גורף, ובכל מקום ועניין יש לדוק מצב גופו, you always have to check, again, what is the best interest of the son, where would it be the nicest atmosphere, שאם הקשר בין האב לבן הוא רופף ומתוח, כי אז החוויה הרוחנית, החינוך לקדושה, תהיה חוויה שלישית, שלילית. If they don't have a good relationship, the father and the son, and the best interest, the best wealth of the son will be to be with the mother, so yes, we'll take that in consideration. אבל מקרה שהקשר הוא קשר חיובי, והבן שואל את אם זמינות אצל אב, ודאי שדינו שיהיה אצל אביב בליל הסדר. This is a typo, it's not hey, it's chet, it's Chaim Shlomo Rosenthal. Yeah, big time that was in Yerushalayim. And he says that since there's more of a chiyuv to the father, it seems that the son should be by the father every single Pesach. That's the Beis Din HaEzori, the lower based in, the regional based in. So a few years ago, I think it was 2019, once again, the based in HaEzori said that the father should have the child for Pesach. Not sure if this is in case, but there was another based in that said so. And then the mother appealed to the based in HaGadol Birushalayim, saying that, no, I don't think so. I think that the son could be by me at least once in 2 years. Why not? So the Beis Din of Yerushalayim accepted her claim, and we'll see why. So first of all, let's see how important it is to tell a story to the son in particular. I mean, maybe you could fulfill the mitzvah of Yerushalayim without the son. So the Rambam says in Source 21 that the mitzvah of Yerushalayim, mitzvah lehodia labanim, ve'afilu lo shalo, she'ne'emar ve'igata bincha. The best way to fulfill the mitzvah is to tell it to the children, to tell it to the boys, even if you didn't ask. Even if it's a ben sheno da lishol, you should tell him, v'igat ha-bincho. Lifi dato shel ben aviv ve'lamdo, and according to the level of the son, you should teach him the father. Ime ha-katan u'tipesh, amar lo b'ni, kranu im avodim, kmo shifcha zu, kmo evit ze. Try to illustrate it, try to teach him. Anyway, every single son, teach him in a proper way. Ime ha-ben gedol v'chacham, modiyo mashira lanu b'misraim, nisim shenasul lanu, adem asher rabbeinu. Anyway, every single son, try to teach him according to his level. The father to the son. Mitzvah lodia labanim. I brought here in sources 22 and 23, also a source from Tanakh, that Gidon, who was a shofet, was a very, very important individual. So when the angel reveals himself in front of him, so Gidon says to him, Ayeh kol niflaotav asher sipru lanu avoteinu. Where are all the miracles that our parents, our forefathers told us about these great miracles that Hashem did for us? Why don't we see it in our days? And Rashi says, Pesach haya. Gidon was actually talking with the angel on Pesach. And he says, Amar lo emesh hikra mi abba et ha'alel v'shvativ shaya omer b'tzei Yisrael v'mitzrayim v'ata netashanu im tzadikim yavoteinu yisrael v'zkutayim v'chulay. He says that yesterday was Seder night. My father told me the mitzvah of Sibuz HaMitzrayim, Hallel, that seems to be part of Sibuz HaMitzrayim, and I heard from him the story. So where are all these miracles? So we see that even a great shofet, judge like Gidon, who was already, a grown up, if the angel asked him now to be a judge, nevertheless, the previous night, he heard the story from his father. So you see that it's very important, the connection between the father and the son. In Source 24, I brought a quote from the Metivta Haggadah, because I didn't find it in the source inside, but regarding the question about why is it there isn't a bracha on the mitzvah of Sibuz HaMitzrayim, I spoke about it with great length last week in the parent-child learning, the father-son learning, and one of the answers is, why isn't there a bracha on the mitzvah of Sibuz HaMitzrayim? You have a bracha on Maror, you have a bracha on matzah. There's no bracha before saying the mitzvah of Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah brings the machnechaim. And he says this is like the mitzvah of tzedakah, that the Rashbo says, why don't we recite the bracha before giving tzedakah? Because maybe I'll say a bracha. And then the person who's asking for the tzedakah will say, you know what? I don't want anything from you. I'll manage. I don't want. So maybe there'll be a bracha vatala, but since this mitzvah depends on other people, you should not say the bracha because maybe the other person wouldn't want to accept it. The Machaneh Chaim says the same thing. Maybe your son wouldn't want to listen to you. Yes, unfortunately these things happen. You say, please sit down. I'll tell the story of Sibuz HaMitzrayim. And he says, I don't care. I don't want to hear the story. This is, I don't care, and I don't want to know about this story. So maybe this child wouldn't want this to hear. So because of that, says the Machon Chaim, maybe because of that, you shouldn't say a bracha before you speak to Mitzrayim, because maybe you'll say the bracha, listen to Mitzrayim, and then say, son, please listen to me. And no, he actually wants to go get off the Seder table, play Lego, do something else, not be part of Seder night. So because of that, at least this is answer 12 in the Mativta. So you see that there are many answers to this question. That's, you see again, the strong connection and the importance of the father-son relationship regarding the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim. So after seeing all of these sources, see how important it is. So Moshe Strumbach, in source 25, so he says, how is it that people go to their parents for Pesach? Meaning there's a married couple, and then they go to the father or the husband, or the parents of the husband, the parents of the mother, of the wife, and who usually is officiating as Olech HaSedel, the person who's actually telling the story of the Seder, not the father of the child, but rather the Shver, the father-in-law. He's the person who's actually telling the story and telling the story of Sipur Mitzrayim. Ask Moshe Strumbach, maybe my father-in-law or my father is taking away from me my mitzvah to tell the story to my son. Because as we all saw, there's a mitzvah to the father to tell to the son. So see the question in source 25. Ubeikar mitzvah Sipur Mitzrayim. יש לי תמועה למנהג שבנים נשואים מתארחים אל הסדר אצל ההורים או אצל החותן ויחד עם בניהם הם ונמצא שהסבא מנהל את הסדר והם שותקים רוב הזמן especially if you're by your father-in-law you don't say a word ולכאורה מבטלים המצווה הסדר הוריתא שאב יספר לבנו והדבר תימא רבתי so they're actually losing their biblical commandment of Sipur Mitzrayim. So how is it that they give up this mitzvah? So he says actually a very easy answer, Moshe Strumbach. He says, you know what? It could be like shlichus. He says, "Hari matzino b'mitzvat mila, Talmud Torah, the av mitzvah al bno." The father has obligation to circumcise his child. He has obligation to do Talmud Torah. Ve'achol iskor acher lemulo et bno. I personally did not do the bris to my son. I hired a mohel and he did it. So I didn't fulfill my mitzvah. Of course I did, in a certain sense. I don't learn with my son every single day or throughout the entire day. He goes to school. And nevertheless, I'm fulfilling my mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I fulfill the mitzvah of Brit Milah. The same thing he says, V'hachanami, b'mitzvat sipur, itziat mitzrayim, שיקרא שהבן נשמע ודאי עניינים את המצרים. The purpose of the mitzvah is not just for me to listen to what I'm saying, but rather he has to understand the story and know about the story. הרי הסבא הוא שליח של האב שהרי למטרה זו הגיע אליו לחג. Why did he go to the father-in-law in the first place? Not to visit him, of course, but rather to hear from him the story of Sipur Mitzrayim. So he says that because of that, he says, I think that you fulfill the mitzvah by the means of shlichus. However, in the third paragraph in source 25, he says, למעשה אין דעתי נוחם בכך. I don't really feel that this is the best answer possible. Why? דהד המצים של שליחות מועיל כמו עשה המשלח, היינו דווקא בגוונה שהשליח עשה אותו מעשה ממש כמו המשלח. I like the idea of שליחוס when the result of the שליחוס is identical as if I would have done it myself. I could light candles, like I said, person to my wife or someone else to light candles for me. Because at the end of the day, the light is on in the exact same way. But in this case of Sipur Mitzrayim, he says, it's not 100% true. Achem don yidan, שהסבא מספר לכולם כחדה, ודאי אין זה כמו שאבא מסביר לכל ילד באופן מיוחד. Can you compare the יחס אישי, how to say in English, יחס אישי, the personal connection, the personal relationship, okay, that when the grandfather is telling to all of his 30 grandchildren, so it's not the same thing as a father telling to his children in particular the story, what happened, it's not the same result. לפיכך נראה לעניות דעתי שהתחלת הסיפור זה מצרים מספר אב בעצמו, ועל כן נכון שהבן נשאל מה נשתנת אביו דווקא, ובעבדים היינו הסביר לו האב שמצרים היינו עושים, נפלאות, ועושה למונה. Anyway, he says that you should maybe in certain places, he says, even though in general, you are the kind of mitzvah by the shlichus, by the proxy of your father-in-law or your father, but maybe in the most important areas, your son should ask you the question, you should tell him. That's his opinion. He also brings a very interesting Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, Or HaChaim, HaMitzvah is she'avinu tov ad she'itkeyem v'igata v'incha v'mahu lemor. She'abin nevin eitev ad she'yachol lomar l'achrim. Very beautiful pshat. That the Torah says, v'igata v'incha v'mahu lemor. Why are you saying both v'igata and also lemor? Teach your son. Tell him the story that one day he could carry on the chain of generations. That he could carry on, that one day he himself could conduct a Seder and lemol, tell others the story, the miraculous story of Sipuz and Mitzrayim. So anyways, in general, you are mekayim by the mitzvah of shlichus. He says that maybe it could be kedai to say a few specific areas, but in general, you can do the mitzvah by the means of shlichus. In source 26, he says you don't need any shlichus, you don't need any forms, any papers, any appointments of shlichut, but this thing actually happens naturally, because your mitzvah is what? Your mitzvah is that your son will hear the story and know the story of Sipuz HaMitzrayim. See in source 26, Rabbim ha-misubim yachad, ein chiyuv al kol echad ve-mesaper Sipuz HaMitzrayim levanav ve-atzmo, ela day bekach she-echad ha-misubim mesaper le-kulam. You have many people sitting together, you have this public seder in a hotel. There is no command that every single person will tell the story to his children. It is enough that one person will tell the story for everyone. As brought in the Dvar Halacha, in Halacha Shlomo, lefi she'ikar ha-chiyuv al-av, hu she'ishmeu banav b'layla zeh sipur yitziat Mitzrayim. That the mitzvah is that, not for me to tell the story, but rather for my children to hear the story. Ve'kivan she'eshomim ha-sipur kara'ui sagi. So since they heard the story, and they heard with all the details, with all the songs and everything, that's good. You perform the mitzvah terrifically. ואף אין צריך למנות את המספר כשלוחו על כך. You don't have to go to the person who's conducting the Seder and telling him, listen, you're my shaliach. No, unnecessary. He's telling the story. You're telling your son, pay attention. He hears the story. He knows the story. That's enough. אלא ממילא נפי כדי חובתו. Without even pointing anything, you fulfill the mitzvah. And it's brought also in the footnotes there. וכן נהגו בית רבנו, כשהסבו מוצא צעב, שהיה רבנו לבדו מרחיב הסיפור לפי הצורך. So even though that he had, ברוך השם, quite a lot of grandchildren, and they came, nevertheless, he himself, Shulzan Orbach, he said the story of Sipuz HaMitzrayim, he told it to his grandchildren, because again, there's no need for a shaliach. The purpose of the mitzvah of Sipuz HaMitzrayim is that your son will hear the story, understand the story, and that's it. So you don't need to tell the story by yourself. You could have other people saying it, as long as you know that the son is going to hear the story, that is enough. And even without the son with you, you can fulfill the mitzvah by saying it, by telling the story, but to yourself. In source 27, the Rambam says, אין לו בן, אשתו שואל טוב. A person לא הולד את זה ואין לו children, he's not going to ask him. אין לו אישה, שואלים זה את זה, מה אני שואל אלה זה? So he's with his friends, everyone will ask each other. היה לבדו, he's alone, שואל עצמו, מה אני שואל אלה זה? So you can fulfill the mitzvah even when you're yourself. And the children, they can hear the story from other people. Because of these sources, that of course, it's important to tell the story from the father to the son, but nevertheless, says Rav Igra, he's a current dying and based in the Gadol in Yerushalayim, and he says in source 28, mitzvat chinuch, sheba mechuyav ha'av, mitkayemet kol ha'shana ala day shlichei ha'bal. Throughout the year, as we said, it could be that the child will say with the mother, how is he fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipuz HaMitzrayim? You have a shaliach. Morim, rabbanim, ishto. He can fulfill the mitzvah by the teachers, by the rabbis of the community, by his previous wife. She can also fulfill for him the mitzvah of chinuch, of Talmud Torah. So for that very reason, Leila Seder is no different. ואינה יוכל להיות סיבה שילדים יהיו בליל הסדר דווקא עם האב. This will be true also regarding the Seder, because as we just proved and saw clearly that the father could fulfill the mitzvah of Sipuz HaMitzrayim also by a proxy, his father, his father-in-law, or if he goes to a Seder with friends in a hotel, rov there, he can fulfill the mitzvah. So also now, this is no good reason for the father to demand the child to be with him on Pesach, because he can fulfill his mitzvah also when the son is not with him himself. So I brought here also in the end the headline from For some reason, this is 2021, but I know for a fact that this psak is from 2019, that again, that the Beis Din said, Yeldim shegrushim, yu im ha'orim l'sirugim l'nesedar. Yes, that also will count in the rotation, once here, once there. And although the Beit Din Ha'ezori, Pesach, Kivzad, V'gat Ha'bincha, Chal Ha'la'av, V'akene Yelid, V'tum Mishmot Ha'em, Yesev L'Hasadar Im Aviv, Beit Din Ha'gadol, Kibel Et Ha'irur Ha'em, V'kava Acheret, that indeed, you can fulfill the mitzvah when the child is with the mother, and it's not completely necessary for the child to be with the father every single year. Bezal Hashem, may we fulfill the mitzvah B'Shleimus, and also, more importantly, B'Shalom, one between each other, and of course, that when there's a nice environment, so that's also the best thing for children. Wishing you all Pesach Kasher v'Sameach.